This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. Hello and welcome to Between the Keys. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. On this episode, we are going to continue exploring the genre of the piano scherzo that we started to explore last week. We're going to be hearing standalone pieces that are titled scherzo or clearly indicated to be a scherzo. Just to remind you that a scherzo usually has a main theme at the beginning and it returns later on. And there's a second theme in the middle, which is called a trio for reasons that I still don't understand. Why the heck is it called a trio? If you have an explanation, please share it with me. The word scherzo is Italian for joke, but of course that does not mean that all scherzos are jokes. In fact, as I said last week, quite a few scherzos are rather unfunny, as you will hear over the course of this program. But I would like to start with a pretty flamboyant and extroverted grand scherzo composed by one of the pioneering American composer/pianists, Louis Moreau Gottschalk. We're going to hear it performed by Ivan Davis. Pianist Ivan Davis serving up music by the pioneering American composer-pianist Louis Moreau Gottschalk with his usual panache and razzle-dazzle. That was Gottschalk's Grand Scherzo. A while ago on this program, I featured the Opus 4 Scherzo by Johannes Brahms, and I only discovered after that there was another young composer who wrote a scherzo early on in his career with the same opus number 4. I'm talking about Ferruccio Busoni. And it's interesting that in certain respects, Busoni's opus 4 scherzo shares certain traits with Brahms, the earnestness of the music, the almost orchestral-like piano textures, and a real sense of determination that says, take me seriously, I'm a serious composer. Perhaps Brahms wrote more memorable melodies than Busoni, but I think the young Busoni still has something to say in this piece. So let's listen to Busoni's Opus 4 Scherzo. The pianist is Wolf Harden. Thank you. pianist Wolf Hardin, or should I pronounce it Wolf Hardin? I should really know that. Playing the Scherzo Opus 4 by Ferruccio Busoni. Another composer like Busoni, who probably has more of a cult following than a large public, is Charles Valentin Alkan, born in 1813 and he died in 1888. The third of his 12 etudes in all the minor keys, Opus 39, is subtitled Scherzo Diabolico. And if you hear this music, you will realize that the title totally speaks for itself. And we have a performance here that I think lives up to the music's diabolic temperament and diabolic technical demands. This features pianist Jack Gibbons.
Thank you.
Jack Gibbons at the piano, great, great pianist, performing music by Alkan, the third of his etudes in all the minor keys, opus 39. This etude is appropriately subtitled Scherzo Diabolico. I'm going to close out the first part of this scherzo celebration with another scherzo that rarely gets performed. It's for two pianos, composed by Camille Sasson, and we're going to hear a live performance by Akane Sakai and Lilia Zilbertstein.
Thank you.
pianists Akane Sakai and Lilia Zilbertstein, playing music by Camille Saint-Saëns, his Scherzo, Opus 81 for two pianos. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. This is the second of two episodes exploring the genre of the piano scherzo. It's time to bring another pioneering American composer, Charles Ives, to the fore now. And this is a scherzo for small chamber orchestra, but it has a fairly prominent piano part. It's called Over the Pavements. We're going to hear it performed by Ingo Metzmacher, conducting the Ensemble Moderne.
Thank you.
Music by Charles Ives, a scherzo for chamber orchestra entitled Over the Pavements with Ensemble Moderne, conducted by Ingo Metzmacher. The next scherzo that we're going to hear was composed by Adolphus Hellstork. He's a composer I admire very much. He was born in 1941, and he's composed quite prolifically in many genres. This scherzo will be performed by Andrei Kasparov.
Thank you.
pianist Andrei Kasparov performing one of two scherzos by the American composer Adolphus Hailstork. One of the French composer Emmanuel Chabrier's most popular piano works is his Scherzo Valse. Well, at least it used to be popular with a certain generation of piano mavens. And Arthur Rubinstein included this piece in an all-French music recital that he recorded for RCA in 1963. Let's hear music of Chabrier with Arthur Rubinstein.
Thank you.
Arthur Rubinstein performing the Scherzo Valse by Emmanuel Chabrier. Of course, one of Rubinstein's great keyboard rivals was Vladimir Horowitz. And to conclude this program devoted to the art of the piano scherzo, we're going to hear a work that Horowitz performed only once and never again. It's the Scherzo in March by Franz Liszt, and we are so fortunate that this live 1967 performance from Queens College in New York City was recorded. Let's listen, Vladimir Horowitz. Thank you. music of Franz Liszt, the Scherzo in March, and a live performance recorded in 1967 at Queens College in New York City, Vladimir Horowitz at the piano. This was his only public performance of this work, so far as I know, and thank goodness the Columbia Masterworks was on hand to record it. And I thank you for taking the time to join me this hour for Between the Keys, and I hope we will be together next week at this time. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. If you go online to WWFM.org, or if you visit my Between the Keys Facebook page, you will be able to get information about upcoming episodes. And on my personal website, jeddistler.com, I'm slowly building up a database which eventually will contain complete playlists for every Between the Keys episode. It's a work in progress, and it takes a lot of time for me to upload the information, so thank you for being patient. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and until next time on Between the Keys, stay well, and please be kind.